This is Will Houck with KNBC, and I'm talking with singer-songwriter Corey Brennan. Thanks for joining me today, Corey.
My pleasure, Will. Thanks.
So for people who may not be familiar with your music, I was wondering if you could describe yourself and your style of songwriting to the listeners.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The style of songwriting is kind of a grab bag. You know, I was born in Memphis, raised in North Mississippi, so I've lived all over since then, but you can't really wash that off. So I guess, you know, some people hear roots stuff. For me, it's just rock and roll. It's easy enough to, and it's a pretty big umbrella.
All right. So, yeah, you've been out touring around the country, touring with the Vandaliers recently and other bands and stuff. And just wondering, what have you been doing? You seem to stay pretty busy out there.
Yeah, those are great. We did about 5.5-week run. It was three weeks at the Vandaliers, at a label mates on Bloodshot, and just doing a co-bill there. And then I did, about 13, 14 shows with the band that I pieced around. I was doing a show with Frank Turner and Hold Steady up in at the House of Blues there in Boston. Frank does a four-night thing called Lost Weekends, I think. Mm-hmm. And so it's like almost like a festival thing, you know, they sold out shows every night kind of thing. And it was It was really rad, and I knew it'd be fun. But I pieced together a band run around that, and I don't get to play with the band as often as I like, so that was a good time.
All right, well, I had a couple questions about your songs and your songwriting. On the most recent release, the album's called Adios, and there's a song called Imogene on there that I like quite a bit. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that song.
Imogene, how couldn't things be all right? Imogene, why couldn't we be all right?
Yeah, it's piecing together, you know, like all of them, it comes from some random place, and then I'll follow it and end up in weird alleys, and then once it's done, I'm like, oh yeah, that's what that one's about. I put some stuff from my 20s in there, you know. I try not to overthink it, you know, while it's happening, and then later I'm merciless with the scalpel.
How do you kind of go through and, like you said, take the scalpel? How do you pick what's going to make it on an album and what ends up on the cutting room floor?
I find a few that I know I absolutely have to put on the next record. The album starts sort of coalescing in my mind, and that will almost decide for me what songs make it, what don't. Some of them, they're magnetic, you know. Some of them, you flip them over and they push away from the album. I just sort of try to feel my way through it. But the records themselves can be very, my records anyway, can be very jarring for a listener, because I was never a fan of a record that sounds like they set up all the instruments and made that record right then and didn't change anything in the studio arrangement-wise. For me, the song is just, each one has its own little world that it lives in, and it's great when you can pull back enough and have an album.
Another song I really like on that album is Another Nightmare in America. That song's a little more on the political side of things. I was wondering, it can be kind of risky for a songwriter to wade into those waters. I was wondering what criteria you use when you're writing a song that's a little more on the controversial side.
Yeah, but that one for me is not, I made it controversial, but there shouldn't be controversial about a killer racist cop. You know,
right.
It's, you know, the unarmed black teenagers are being shot all over the country, and it's not a fresh new song. And I can't wait for it to be a dated song. But, you know, I guess it could be controversial because somebody could be like, oh, he's talking about all authority or all cops. I'm like, no, I'm talking about, you know, a piece of garbage. But to make that work, to make that song work, I had to write it from the point of view of starting with the cop, and then almost spans out to, prejudice in general, to make it work. And then, yeah, I'm kind of messing with people a little bit too in that song too, because I made it as catchy as possible. So you'd be tempted to not listen. You'd be tempted to just bop along with it and just, you know, tap your foot and not listen to the words, but I made sure the first line, once you hear the first line, you can't
not listen. So it's almost a sonic experiment to, you know, how we kind of just want to skip the headlines.
You uppity little ghost, don't you even know you're dead? We police the past, your future's in your head. We've hollowed out our Bible to hide our golden guns. We've raised the silver gallows in the jewelry of your sons. That tattered flag is crimson with the blood that can't be wrong. Take one last drag of night air, cinch that blackness in a lung as we hoist another nightmare. Look away, look away, move along, nothing to see here. Look away.
Well, I could talk about your songs all night long, but I wanted to talk about the show a little bit. So you're playing in Reno on June 22nd with Hellbound Glory. He's a local guy here in Northern Nevada. I was wondering if you're going to be playing with a band, or are you going to do it solo?
No, I'll be out solo on that one. It's just I'm flying in for a couple shows, and that's it on that. 95% of my time, I've just been solo all these years. I do love playing with a band, though. I'm going to do a lot more of it, especially now that I got this van.
Yeah, is it just more practical to go by yourself?
Yeah, fiscal necessity. You know, travel light and fast. And, you know, there are advantages to it. I've just sort of gotten spoiled. You can see the country, you know. You can get off, you don't have to vote on where you're going to eat lunch. I can get off the interstate and actually see America.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So what other projects are you working on right now in the future? Got any albums coming up or any tours?
Yeah,
after
I just did a little thing that, it's with a guy in California. He does this little, it's basically just a 7-inch, but he gets Lamar Sorrento to paint the artwork for all of them. And Malcolm Holcomb's done it. Todd Snyder's done one. All these songwriters I really like, the guy from the Lobos. And I saw, I was like, yeah, I'll stop it and do that. That should be out fall, and then hopefully go in winter and cut the next record and put it out, you know, shooting for spring, but it might be summer.
Okay.
You know, those things go.
So if people are interested in finding out more about you, finding your music and whatnot, where can they look for you online?
Yeah, just it's just CORYBRANAN. You type that in pretty much anywhere. That had a .com to it. Yeah, I got all the Instagrams. If you want to see way too many pictures of my kids and my wife's food. if you want to hear me rant, I'm on the Twitter and all that. It's just my name on all of them.
All right. Sounds good, man. Well, that's all the questions I had for you.
No worries, man. Hey, appreciate you taking time, Will.
I parked the car by the river, one of our rivers, and of course this song would come on. I let it play by the river as I wade way to the river, just to stand up neck deep, boots and on, with the current crashing past me, lashing both arms red and raw.